Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
Cool Drinkers! We are back, baby. We are back recording this at 8:40 p.m. Central on November 6th, getting ready for the big upcoming matchup on the road in Houston on Sunday Night Football. The Lions in prime time, where they love to shine. We are going to be breaking down everything in this game, but before we do, let's introduce the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. I am Big Z. Then we got Red Dog.
Yo.
And then we have our producer, Kid J, off to the side, who may just interject every once in a while and probably ask him for some of his predictions near the end of the episode. So, Red Dog, I want to, before we even get into the game, the Lions make the trade for Za'Darius Smith. I want to get your reaction to that trade.
Whoa. That was my reaction. But my thoughts on it, I'm pretty excited.
Well, we already knew it was coming for the most part. So.
Yeah. Not the surprising thing, not the most exciting thing, but just a rock-solid move. And I think the biggest highlight is just the way they negotiated it down to pretty much pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, the Lions got Smith in a seventh-rounder for 2 years from now from the Browns. And the Lions gave up their fifth-rounder next year and a sixth-rounder the following year in 2026. So, not too bad.
He's our best edge rusher already as soon as we signed him. So,
right.
That's good.
And he's been already like hyping up going to the Lions for the last couple of weeks on his social media and things of that nature. He was wearing a blue outfit out of the Cleveland Browns Stadium. Like, he knew this was pretty much a go. He was excited. This will be the third NFC North team that he plays for as well. He played for the Packers and the Vikings.
So yeah, I love that aspect.
The entire division. But yeah, he'll see got revenge in those couple games. We'll take whatever extra motivation these guys need.
And that's we've already faced his two previous teams, so you know, like, we'll have him for the rematches, so that'll be a nice little change up already. He looks good. I like with him and with Pascal getting back healthy, I think our end situation looks much better than it did these last two games already, like, way improved.
For sure. And it looks like, yeah, Pascal had, like...
non-cancerous mass removed.
Yeah, thank you. Like, in his shoulder, and it just required, like, a couple weeks to get back to full strength after a surgery like that. So we're glad he's in full health, and he is ready to go this upcoming week. We definitely need him in the run game.
And the pass game.
Whatever we get out of him in the pass game.
Shades-y. Like, he's got two sacks.
I said whatever we get out of him in the pass game, we will take.
That's kind of
But definitely, I mean, his elite trait is the run defense.
Yeah, he's right now he's a better run defender.
So who does this knock off on our roster? You know, who's the edge that's probably going
to be? I don't know. I don't know what our back end of our roster is right now. Like, I mean, I'm sure some people will say Houston, but I don't think he's the last guy on the end there. Like, who do we have? Like, we just signed Beauplan. I guess maybe we're planning. Like, I don't know if he's sticking around. But Uku, there's like guys like that. I don't know.
Yeah, so somebody that probably hasn't seen the field too much, to be honest.
Right.
But it won't have a major impact on the roster. But nonetheless, I just thought I wanted to
mention that. It is going to be interesting because we got Iffy and E-Man both hitting their 30-day window to return to the
21 days.
Or whatever, yeah, their 21-day window to return to the field this season.
Correct. And Broderick Martin has 13 days left in that window.
And Broderick, so...
So we have three there. I'm not sure what...
There's like Chris Smith, that O'Connor dude. I don't know. There's some of those guys that have been platooning that haven't been doing overly oppressive work.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be hard to... I mean, well, yeah, we'll see.
So, and this is actually supposed to be Za'Darius Smith's bye week, so he's not getting one this season.
Oh, lucky dog.
The Lions are not having him practice this week. But
wait, are we not using him against the Texans then?
No, we are. He's just not practicing. I imagine he'll be in like a rotational role.
Mental rotations. Okay. Yeah,
maybe it'll be like in a third down pass rush role. Just go out there, go get the quarterback type of thing.
Yeah, just unleash him a little bit.
Yeah, but he'll probably get like 13 to 15 snaps depending on how the game goes. The Lions are behind. Maybe he gets in there a few more snaps. But
I mean,
he's on a cheap contract. Like I mentioned before, $1.3 million against the cap. It's probably less than that actually now because of the mid-season acquisition. So it's probably half that at this point.
I do like that he's a complete edge. Or he's not like just a pass rusher. He's not like just a run edge setter. He's a full DN that can rush and stop the run. That'll be really helpful.
So other injury news is the Malcolm Rodriguez still not practicing. Jalen Reeves-Maben was not practicing. So it'll be interesting to see if Reeves-Maben can make it back for this week. I think it's tough. He might be a game time decision, honestly. Especially the way the Lions like to handle these type of injuries, especially a neck injury, which is always iffy. It would suck to be down two linebackers for this game, especially when linebackers would be really important because the Texans, they love to run the ball. Love to run it.
At least
you think of the Texans right now, you think of CJ Stroud. You think like Nico Collins, things of that nature, but really this is like a power running team first, pass second. That is how they built this offense this year, and it's good and bad because you know they run it no matter what on first down. Typically, they play one of the highest run percentages on first down in the league. They're just going to run it no matter what, even if they're going 1 yard to carry at a time. They want to really establish any sort of play action. They have CJ Stroud. Who has 11 touchdowns, 4 interceptions on the year, 2,100 passing yards. But the big offseason acquisition for them was Joe Mixon, who already has 126 carries for 609 yards and 6 touchdowns. And he missed a couple games. They are giving him, what was it? On average, they're giving him 23 carries a game. And that was one game with 9 in there. They are just... handing him the ball constantly. Great for my fantasy team.
Yeah.
Because he's touching the ball 30 times a game pretty much every week.
Talk about making him a feature back, damn.
Oh, yeah. And they have some injuries, though. I got to switch back to here. I'm losing my page. So their injury report, they have some key injuries. Kenyon Green, one of their very good guards, is probably expected to go on IR this week. It's a big loss for them there. Good for Lions because our D tackles are strong. So they'll be facing a backup left guard. Will Anderson is
I wish
not
their
practice.
Starter didn't get injured. That'd be better.
What's that?
I said I wish he wasn't out and we were facing their starter.
I know you do. But there you go. Derek Barnett, another edge. So they have a good amount of injuries. I'm not sure the Will Anderson, if he's out this week or not, like what they're projecting. It's unclear to me at this point. Nico Collins is also not practicing. He was eligible to come off the IR this week, but the fact he isn't off probably means he is not playing this week, which good news for Lions. He's arguably a top three. Some people call
sounds
him
like
the best wide receiver
news
in the league,
to me.
So. What's that?
Too bad he's not playing this week. That would have been awesome
too bad.
To beat him.
Jeff Okuda, he is on the IR, so we will not be seeing him either in this game, unfortunately. That'd be fun to see.
That one doesn't sound like such a... is that a good thing or a bad thing for them? It's hard to see. Has he become something more than what he was with
I'll just mention it more because we won't be seeing him out there in case anybody's
wondering. Has he been out there?
No, I mean, he's been on IR most of the season. the same old story for him, unfortunately.
I'm glad he's out. We'll face their better. No, I'm just kidding.
So, I mean, our edge guys have a tough task, especially at left tackle. Well, Laremy Tunsil is one of the best left tackles in the entire NFL. They'll be going against him. And Shaq Mason at right guard is still pretty good. Nice. It's a solid offensive line. They're going to grind you down. And I think that plays right into what the Lions love to do. They love to tough it out. I think the over-under in this game is 48.5. That's kind of high for two teams that love to run the ball. Especially a Lions team that limits explosives.
Yeah. After we just watched an entire quarter get evaporated by two drives last week.
Right, exactly. And this Texans team also on the other side of the ball. I mentioned Will Anderson. Now he is hurt at the moment. Unclear if he will be playing.
Mr. Anderson.
But some of the other players they have on the I forgot to mention, like, Stephon Diggs is out for the year for the Texans. They're missing some key offensive players. But Tank Dell is probably the most notable wide receiver for them. Cam Akers is he's off the team now. But Tank Dell is probably their number one wide receiver coming into this game. And then on the defensive side of the ball, we can get maybe into C.J. Stroud in a moment, but I just want to mention some key players for them. Will Anderson's leading the team with 7.5 sacks. I think he's top 5 in the NFL. Danielle Hunter, a familiar face. He's having a great year for them, too. 5.5 sacks. Mario Edwards Jr. still hanging around in the NFL. And he's been a solid rotational guy from them.
It's crazy to me that Anderson just caught up with Hutch.
Yeah.
And how many games have we been without him now? 3. And people are just catching up to him. Man.
Right.
Makes me sad.
Let me... I want to see who is leading. I think it's the Jets guy, Will McDonald, if I recall. Let me double check.
I think you're right.
Oh, no, it's Trey Hendrickson. He has 11 sacks this year.
Already?
Dexter Lawrence from the D-tackle position is 9. Will McDonald is 8. And tied for 4th is Aiden Hutchinson at 7.
This was going to be a record sack year in the league, I think. And Hutch would have been right in that race. Damn it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It is right. He's going to blow
leading
by it.
Like I, but if Hendrickson's at 11, what would Hutch have been like 12 or 13 already?
Right.
Oh, what could have been?
Yeah, it's a major bummer. He'll break it next year.
And we'll have Za'Darius Smith to pair up with him for another year if it works out.
Yeah, definitely. We'll see about that. But
yes, we will.
They also have Derek Stingley Jr. He was a top 5 cornerback in the draft a couple of years ago. He's a really solid cornerback.
He's going to have a rough day.
Yeah. And then last there, there's some other names out there. Jimmy Ward, who came over from the 49ers with D'Amico Ryans, their head coach. Derek Barnett's probably a name you might know from the Eagles. It's a very talented team. A lot of people picked them to go to the Super Bowl this year out of the AFC. It's more like one of those trendy, like, we can't pick the Chiefs every year. Let's pick another team. So they pick the Texans or the Bills.
Well, I mean, they had a lot of young talent. And I think C.J. Stroud is just a little overhyped. Like, he's very good. Huh? But
it's a hot take.
I'm not saying anything bad about him. I'm just saying he's overhyped because he was a rookie and everyone just expects progression from a rookie, not... you know, that the league might adjust a little bit to you and things like that. Like, there's still growing pains usually. You know, like, obviously he's good and picked it up quick, but, you know, it's different when every team has an entire season of film on you this time around.
True. But, I mean, he's still playing at a very, very good level.
He's a good player.
Losing a lot of these wide receivers has hurt him a little bit. He's actually running the ball a lot more this year than he has in the past.
Good recipe.
Well, the good news, the Lions pass rush can't get home to the quarterback, so they might keep him in the pocket. Maybe with Za'Darius Smith, maybe it breaks him loose. I don't know. But you got to maintain your pass rush lane. It's the same story pretty much every week, even for a guy again like Jared Goff now who runs the ball once or twice a game.
We've been very disciplined against running quarterbacks this year. I feel like that's our defense.
Yeah, it's been a lot better.
I think that's how our defense has been able to stay consistent without Hutch is because they've been so disciplined. It's not that they're playing necessarily great front four football, but like they're playing tough and they're playing disciplined and they're not giving up big plays other than I guess we have given up a few, but I think our front four is pretty damn disciplined in their rushing lanes and all that.
Yeah. well coached. It's a well coached team right now, the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned linebacker injuries and why it's going to be so key, because the Texans are going to be running the ball ground and pound 25, 30 times a game. And we really need them to step up. We're probably going to need Nowoski even more. Jack Campbell is probably going to really have to step up, especially if Reeve Maven is out. The Lions are going to have to get a little more creative, maybe.
Yeah, no, that's just, I mean, if you have to leave a guys like Jack and Anzalone on the field for the whole game, that's not the worst case scenario, but it's not ideal either.
No, it's not.
But those are the two guys you can trust to kind of carry a workload like that.
For sure. The way Campbell's playing, too, I love him kind of in that spot. Stud. In the prime time. I think we're going to see him a few times, and I might be spoiling one of my predictions here upcoming. But let's get into it now, Rud Dog. Let's get into our predictions for this upcoming week. We, of course, have two prediction segments. The first one is our Roar of the Week, the player that you think that will have the biggest overall impact on the game, not necessarily the best stats or anything of that nature. And then, of course, our game predictions. So let's start with our Roar of the Week. And Rud Dog, if you want to take it over, maybe read off UJ's as well, or read off Bob's.
All right, sounds good. All right. So, UJ is going with the man about town, Jared Goff.
Ah.
And he's going to continue his excellence and dominate. I added dominate because that's all UJ wrote.
All right. Well, there you go, Jared Goff.
Jared Goff is UJ's Roar of the Week.
Excellent. All right. How about you, Rud Dog?
Oh, man. I'm going to take a page out of Bob's handbook here and double dip into the same character or same player 2 weeks in a row. Jahmyr Gibbs, baby. I just think that man is like, he's just getting better and better. And I think he's just going to keep going off. And I think he's going to break a few this week and maybe in the pass game too. Tutty through the air, tutty through the ground type thing, over 100 yards on the ground. Yeah, I think Jahmyr Gibbs, I just think that man is getting too good. He's starting to see the field right, and he's starting to slow down a little bit when he needs to. So Jahmyr Gibbs is my Roar of the Week.
All righty, there you have it. I am going to read off Bob's here. He has Amon-Ra St. Brown, 2 touchdowns, 90 yards, and no incompletions when it's thrown his way. So let's say 8 catches on 8 targets, and he continues his just ridiculous streak. I hope he went to go buy some lottery tickets, him and Goff. I am going to go with Jack Campbell, Rud Dog. I think he gets 15 tackles in this game. He had 13 last week, so it's not insurmountable. That's tackles plus assists, like where they kind of combine the two. But either way, I think it's 15 tackles plus an interception on a throw to Dalton Schultz over the middle.
I love it.
Jack Campbell's going to be all over this all over the field on defense this week with the way the Texans operate their offense. This is a perfect game for him in prime time to really take off, you know, with his star nationally, at least let people know him.
He's due for his
Detroit circles.
He's due for a showcase game.
Oh yeah.
Like he hasn't made like a lot of splashy plays, but he's just so damn consistent and effective inside. And he just does his job.
Yeah, it's everything that we could hope for right now out of that pick.
Yes. I mean, he's a reason why I think our run defense hasn't really dropped off so much with the losses on the D-line. I mean,
yeah,
obviously
definitely a big part of it.
The big three up front, but, like, you know, these linebackers have really stepped up. And Jack Campbell's just such a monster that he's a force in there.
Yeah, definitely a big part of it. All right, so there's our Roars of the Week. And now we're going to move on to our ever-famous predictions.
Ooh, baby.
The Lions are 4-point favorites on the road. It opened at 3.5. It's moved to 4 now on the road.
Wow.
In Houston. That's similar to the line last week against Green Bay, and look how that turned out.
Yeah, I thought Houston had a better perception than that. Like that, or that just really tells me what the Lions' perception is right now.
Right. I think
people are high on them. Man, that's awesome.
And then the over-under is 48.5, as I mentioned earlier. Lions money line, -190. Houston, +160. I want to start this with our producer, Kid J. What is your prediction?
You should do your roar, too.
You can give a roar if you want.
Yeah, my roar of the week is I'm going to say Jameson Williams is going to have a big game coming off the suspension. Right. He can be focused and ready to go. He's going to be plenty healed and plenty rested. So I think he's going to have a big game. But my prediction is going to be, I think, you know, just like what I said last week, when these two teams get together, he's got to throw out the record books. But I think the Lions are going to come out on top 30 to 20 in this game.
Ooh. Ooh. All right. Ooh, we like it. It's a Lions victory, another high-scoring affair.
He's a smart man, Kid J.
All right. Let's throw this over to Rudd Dog.
Okay, I will start with you, Jays. He gave us a little more for his prediction.
All right.
The D keeps the Texans out of the end zone. D gets a score. Za'Darius Smith gets two sacks. Welcome to Detroit, Big Z. Yeah, by the way, I meant to bring that up, Big Z. How do you feel about him hogging in on your nickname? That's his nickname, Big Z, by the way. Anyway, and Goff continues his mastery with two TDs, two incomplete passes and no interceptions. The running game is dominant. 150 yards between Gibbs and Monty, St. Brown and Laporta with TDs, with a score of 38-9. Detroit Lions walking away, baby. That's UJ's prediction. I like that. That was a good one.
All righty. I like it. All right.
You want to read Bob's and then bounce back? So it's not.
Sure. Yeah, we can do that. Yep. All right. Bob's prediction, or as he says, prediction. Lions 35, Texans 17. The Lions welcome JMO back and open the entire playbook. Offense cooks in the dome, attacking all parts of the field, and defense remains fierce. 35-17, Lions for Bob. All right. Rudd Dog.
Yeah, you know, this is a tough Texans team. They got some talent. There's a reason they're getting projected towards the Super Bowl and stuff. But you know what? I think our Lions team is just so much better. And this defense is playing really well. And we're now adding Za'Darius Smith. I think that's just going to take us back up to that more superhuman level we've been achieving. I think this defense pitches a shutout against C.J. Stroud. And I think this is the game Arnold gets his first INT. I think Za'Darius Smith is going to make a statement and get two sacks. And I think Jahmyr Gibbs and JMO are both going to go off for some big yardage in this one. There's going to be plenty of touchdowns to go around when we score 86 points, 2-0, Detroit Lions in dominant fashion.
All right, there you go. Another Rudd Dog Lions prediction for you there,
folks.
Take
it to the sports book, peeps.
All right, this is going to be a good one.
This is not financial advice.
It's going to be a little more of a grinded out game. It'll be a little more of a grinded out game, but that plays right into the Lions' hands. I think this will be an under, though. That 48.5 is high, I think, based on the way these teams play. I am going to go 27-17 Lions on the road in Houston. They'll get a touchdown midway through the fourth quarter to seal the deal and then not allow Houston to score in the ensuing drive and then run out the clock. That's how I see it. I've looked into the future, Rudd Dog, and that is my prediction.
So what happens if we go and if that doesn't go that way, then your future looking is you need to reconsider it.
I have to just make a few tweaks. Just a few tweaks.
Your crystal ball.
Yeah, I just got to sit a little, like, 1 inch more to the left.
But Z, that means...
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
We all picked the Lions?
Yep, everybody picked the Lions this week. Well, let's go!
Unreal.
Yeah, we're on an unreal streak of all picking Lions every single week.
We all have a fantastic record.
Should we send in a Guinness Book of World Record? Like, most predictions... for your team to win. Well, actually, UJ would ruin that because he picks the Lions to lose in the preseason. It would have to be most regular season predictions for the Detroit Lions on a podcast in
most
the Midwest.
Most consistent predictions that match the record of the team they pick.
Yeah. We'll work on it.
Hey, we're 7-1, baby.
7-1. Damn straight. That's a lot pretty of damn good right there. Team. A lot of people in the Lions is the number one team in their power rankings throughout the NFL. I think that's kind of reflected in this line going on the road in primetime to Houston and still being 4-point favorites. this is just a fun team, and they play great in prime time, and I look forward to watching this game.
Yeah. What is the Texans? What conference? What division are they in?
AFC. They're in the AFC South with the Jags.
Like this
the Colts.
Is that one of those games on the schedule? I guess some people would mark as like losable, right? Like because it doesn't have many implications outside of just overall record. Like,
right,
and
right.
It's a good team. Like I don't know. I think we're just gonna keep going, though. I think we're
so
just,
as far as tiebreaker, it's always important. Just when you're playing like so, like the Bears, the Packers, they all play Houston as well, and one of the tiebreakers, if it so happens to be like you split the regular season with them head to head, the record's the same. The next tiebreaker is games against common opponents in the record. So if Green Bay beats Houston and we lose to them, that would be like, you know, they'd be ahead technically in that.
Yeah.
Now it's cumulative, not just the one team. But
if we end with the same record. But that's if we end with the same record, that means we'd have to split with them too for that to be in effect, right? Because then
we don't have to get into tiebreakers, Red Dog, because we're
no, we're not going to
throughout the rest of the way.
So. I agree. I think we're running away with this thing.
Yeah, the Lions are starting on a little tour of the AFC South. They're playing the Texans this week, then Jags next week, and then the Colts the following week.
Ah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
Rough month for that division.
It's been a rough year for that division, to be honest with you. Houston's 4-5. They just benched their first round draft quarterback because he can't complete over 40% of his passes. The Tennessee Titans, we know how that went.
Wait, what? Houston just benched Stroud?
No, Anthony Richardson and the Colts. I was going through everybody in the division here.
Oh, you said Houston, though. That's what they're
oh, trying. Sorry. Indianapolis benched their first
oh,
round.
Oh, God. Richardson. That's about the most predictable bombing of a draft pick I've ever seen. Like,
it's
if
tough,
you watch,
though. Like, you look at, like, Josh Allen was had similar stats to Richardson
no.
in terms of, like, 50% completion coming out of college.
It was worse, I thought. I thought, like, Richardson was, like, way worse on accuracy stats. Like, he had very low. Like, he didn't ever produce, like, great in college, is my understanding. He was
well. He definitely had some
inaccurate.
Yeah struggles. It's just his.
I think Josh Allen was a successful college quarterback. I don't think Richardson really was.
Well, it was tough for Josh Allen to be successful at Wyoming. I think they're like 500, which is I guess good for Wyoming football. But anyways, regardless, yeah, the AFC South is struggling mightily because then the Jaguars and the Titans are bottom feeders in the NFL. So. There you go.
We should get Richardson and make him a receiver. He's a freak athlete.
Maybe.
We could use him as a gadget guy. Make him a gadget quarterback that like doesn't have to throw the ball very often.
Like Taysom Hill on the Saints.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like that's what I would have done with Justin Fields if we could have signed him. Like these guys that have that quarterback talent but aren't really good pro quarterbacks but are like absolutely outstanding athletes are like the perfect gadget players. I don't know why people don't use them more like that. Like Taysom Hill, like you said, he's shown it. Like he's not a great quarterback on his own, but man, when you use him in the right situation, he's damn effective.
Yeah, I'm surprised the Steelers haven't used, ever since I went to Russell Wilson, haven't really used Fields in any sort of red zone package, to my knowledge.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, like, especially if you're going to give up on him as a quarterback, too. It's like you might as well get him on the field in some capacity. He's got skills.
Right. All right, so let's wrap this up. We, of course, want to thank our producer, Kid J.
Kid J.
Kid J.
Kid J.
Kid J. Kid J. For crushing it every single week. It's always hard to do as two
the
people.
Best around. No one's ever going to keep him down.
Want to thank Minimay Media for supporting the podcast. I want to thank
the media.
I want to thank our listeners, of course, and especially if you follow us on Instagram at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid, Twitter/X at Drinking Lions, or on YouTube, you could subscribe. That's at DTBK_Lions, or just type in Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid and hit that subscribe button. Other than that, you know, we're gonna wrap it up here. We're gonna get ready for the freaking weekend, baby, as the Lions go on the road to Houston. And we look forward to coming back on Tuesday with you giving our full reactions to that game and another Lions victory. Yeah. So thank you everybody for listening. And last but not least, as always, go!
Lions!
Forward down the field. charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go! Go.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.